We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting on top of Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Omer Rav Zeiro, Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Yechanon, Omer Rav Yanai. We are continuing the Sugyo Rav Eliezer, Rav Yeshua, about eating something, do you become a Rishon, Shein, Shlishi. This whole Gemara is going in Rav Yeshua Shita. But there's a machlokes what Rabbi Yeshua holds, because he holds is there such a thing as a chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh or not? That's a big machlokes ula and Rabbi Avachan. So let's see. So Om Rav Zeira, Om Rav Asi, Om Rav Yechon, Om Rav Yanai, ha'oichel shlishi shal chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. If someone eats a shlishi shal chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, nasu gufa shein lekodesh, becomes a gufa shein lekodesh. Now this is a chiddush already, because if you remember on Amud Aleph, Rabbi Avachan explained that the reason why when you eat a shlishi you become a sheni is because it's chulin shenasu al taras hatruma, and that is a lower level than kodesh. So therefore, klapei kodesh, you're a medrash. It's like a rishon. And since you ate it, you become a sheni. That's pshat in the Mishnah that says, if you eat a shlishi, you become a sheni. You know why? Because that shlishi was only watched for truma level, not for kodesh level. But here comes this Gemara and says, Rav Zeira says, Shem Rasi, Rav Yechon, Rav Yana, he says, that he is shlishi shechul as a kodesh, also not for gula shel kodesh. He holds that the real McCoy, like kodesh, the real thing, that already, even chul shel kodesh is not as strong as that, and therefore you become a sheni. So that's the chiddush. Now, we're going to ask a kasha from the Brisa, but that's the pshat. The pshat he holds is that chul shel kodesh is not the same level as kodesh itself. And therefore, for kodesh, you'll be a sheni. For kodesh, you'll be a sheni. Eisvir Abzera Laravasi, it says in the Mishnah, Mestechtas Tyrus, Shlishi Sheni Lekodesh, Ve'ein Sheni Lechuma, and what are we talking about? Bechun Shinas Otaras Chuma. It's Mashma, Otaras Chuma in, Otaras Kodesh Loi. Amalei, no. The Mishnah is Lav Dafka. And this is like Ula holds. Amalei, Loi. Loi Baye Kama. Loi Baye Kama. So he says, no, the Mishnah.
It will be the opposite
in this. No, what? Right, it's true, but the Mishnah is not talking about this case. The Mishnah is talking about Bechlal, the Din Shlishi Yesheni. He's saying is that this whole Mishnah is talking about a Chulon Shenasu Taras Chuma, that even there it's possible to have a Shlishi. That's what we're talking about. Even there it's possible to have a Shlishi. You're right, this case is not a Loya Boya, because here we're saying that even by Chulon Shenasu Taras, you become a Sheni. That's true, but Loya Boya is for the Din Shlishi. But he says, it's not a riot. Because he says, basically, like Ula, and not like Rabbi Bachana. What's the problem with that? Rabbi Bachana says, Hoshtik Atayr B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan. This memra, if you look in this four Amroim, one of them is Rabbi Yechanan. Right, the Gemara, Ava'afani lo emarti, lo v'chuma koma. When Rabbi Bachana said, oh, Hoshtik Atayr, was Rabbi Shua answered Rabbi Yechanan? I only said it by Chuma. So, it's a stira to this Rabbi Yechanan. So, Amroim, Nino, v'liv with Rabbi Yechanan. So, Chalik is Amroim, according to Rabbi Yechanan. So what the chiddush of this Gemara is that this Gemara is going like Ula, who holds that the interesting is chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. That's not the chiddush. The chiddush of Gemara is that when you eat chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, that's a shlishi, you become a sheni. Why? Because klapei real kodesh has a din of a medras. Oma Ula, ha'oichel shlishi shachulin shenasu al taras chuma. Nu halach here. If someone eats shlishi shachulin al taras chuma, so we had here, the Mishnah said, the Mishnah in Tyre said, you become a sheni lekodesh, but not a sheni letruma. Zokt Ula, which we spoke this out from Rashi on yesterday's shir, Zokt Ula, that your gufa is possible to eat truma, because you become a shlishi. Nivsal gufa melechal truma. Your guf becomes possible from eating truma. Why? You become a shlishi. Zok the Gemara, my kamashulon, what's the chiddush? It's the Mishnah sounds like that. My kamashulon, tanino. Shlishi, if you eat a shlishi, you're sheni lekodesh, ain't sheni lechuma, b'chun shenasu taras lechuma. So the diik is, sheni doi hava, ha shlishi hava. It's very mistabra what you're saying, Ula, because it's basically a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you don't become a sheni lekodesh. You become a sheni lekodesh, you don't become a sheni lechuma. But a shlishi you do become. So it's very good. And if you're a shlishi, you can't eat chuma. So what's exactly a chiddush? So the Gemara says, no, it is a chiddush. I'll tell you why. Imahi, if you just learned the Mishnah in Tyrus, have a mina loy sheni ava loy shlishi ava. Really, if you eat a chulin shenas or taras truma, you're not a sheni and you're not a shlishi when it comes to truma ava. So why does it say sheni lekodesh ve'ain sheni l'truma? It should say ve'ain tumel truma at all. The aydam a sheni lekodesh, amanami ain sheni b'truma. Kamashlo no, that you are a shlishi. Now, what would be the tzad? You shouldn't be a sheni, not a shlishi, because a shlishi can't make another shlishi. And Rabbi Shu always says that you get downgraded. So it's good havamin. It's a very good havamin, actually. The Mar says that just said that you just learned the Mishnah there. It says you're sheni l'karis v'ain sheni l'chuma. But don't tell me you're shlishi l'chuma, because why? If you eat a shlishi, you become a shlishi l'chuma. Bish told me you become a sheni for kaidish. That's a special reason, because of medris. But if you eat a shlishi of a truma, why should you become a shlishi of a truma? It always gets downgraded. We're a revi, and revi no singer is a revi. Kamaslo, no, you are a shlishi. What's takap shat? So Rashi, kamaslo a shlishi mi ahava. V'chi omer Rabbi Yeshua she'in nasa oichel kemaichel l'negiu de kama. Kegoin ha oichel oichel rishoin, that if you make your rishon in magav yisheni, but to become yourself a shlishi that's muta b'negiya, that it could be, that it could happen. Basically, the saying is, you only get downgraded to the gabe negia, but you don't get downgraded to the gabe yourself. You come to Thomas Aguf. So Thomas Aguf could be a shlishi. You only get downgraded to the gabe negia, you come downgraded, but not the gabe Thomas Aguf itself. So basically, the chiddush of Ula is that what? That there's such a thing as a shlishi, you become a shlishi by eating a shlishi. That's the chiddush of Ula. It's a chiddush. You eat a shlishi, you become a shlishi. That's the chiddush. And it's stick him a duik from the Mishnah. Mara said, maybe, wouldn't it be a duik, but stick him a duik from the Mishnah in Sechas Tyrus. So, Ace Rabbi Nunu Lulu. Rabbi Nunu, that's the kasha on Ula. You, Ula, hold that there's such a thing as a shlishi by eating the shlishi, I'm asking you a kasha. It says, in another Mishnah of Tyrus, I think it's the next Mishnah, after that Mishnah, it says the Mishnah like this: Harishon Shebechulon Tamet. Umetam. Means a chulon that's a rishon is Tame and Matame. It makes a sheni, and that sheni can make a shlishi. It's all talking about chuma, actually, where it can become a shlishi. Vasheni paisel v'ena matama. The sheni makes a shlishi, which means paisel v'ena matama. When you make something tame, that means that could transmit tumma as well. So the sheni can make something paisel, but it can't make something tame. That can make a third thing. Vashlishi, this shlishi nechal b'nezir hadema. It's nechal b'nezir hadema. So Rashi in the first pshat says we're talking about over here chulin shenasa taras truma, but we'll go Rashi second pshat. We're talking about regular chulin over here. Vashlishi necha benezir adema. Vi amrit nifsol. What? No, zir adema means that there's some truma mixed in over here. That, and this thing that was mixed up in truma touched a sheni l'tuma. So it's not like this. I'm going to Rashi's second pshat. I'm pointing out there is a two pshat in Rashi. We're going to Rashi's second pshat, which is the ikar pshat. Then we're talking about a regular chulun. So chulun could be a rishon that can make a sheni and a shlishi of chuma, let's say. We're talking about this rishon of chulun, let's say, touch chuma. A sheni can pass a chuma. Then there's a shlishi, nechav zir adama. Now, the problem is not just a shlishi by chulun, so you have to explain that. We'll explain that in a second. Shlishi nechav zir adama means that if you have a mixture of chulun with a little bit chuma, a little tavlin of chuma, of spices of chuma, so then, even though the sheni touched this, the ziradema touched this mixture, this food, still you're allowed to eat it.
It
becomes a shlishi. The sheni touched the ziradema, but a shlishi means the tuma shlishi nechal b'ziradema can be eaten, because the sheni touched it. The sheni touched this thing. So, if you look at Taisvis on the side, it's just easier for you. The Masvah Shlishi says, "Lost Shani Fish with this." Merely, it could the Iri Bechulin Grady Umetami Paisel the Kamahinu Es Hachuma, and as Shlishi Nechal Hafilu Nezir Adama. What's talking about? A Noga B'Sheni Latuma. The Avli Shlishi Muta Loichle. It was a Noga B'Sheni Latuma. It's Muta Loichle. Now you ask me, how in the world did it become a Shlishi? It's Chulin. Teretz is since it has Chuma mixed into it. So then, it gets a din of chulin shenasu ataras ha-chuma. Because you can't mix stam chulin with chuma. It has to be chulin that's for sure in a high level. So it's like chulin shenasu ataras ha-chuma, and therefore it's makabel to become a shlishi. I just typically it becomes a shlishi because it touched the chuma. The tavern was too small, it didn't touch chuma. This guy actually touches his kash, what I'm asking. The typically because it touched the chuma. But the answer is that because it didn't touch that part. It only touched the chulun part. So vashlishi necha b'lezir adama. And Freit Markash like this, that if you're mechadish to me, that someone who eats a shlishi becomes a shlishi, how are you allowed to eat this? You're not allowed to become a shlishi. The halacha is, the Torah says, they're not allowed to become tameh. A kohen is not allowed to become tameh. because he has to eat chuma afterwards, he's now become tame. Says when it's and bomb, it's out of time with him and it's and bomb. He now become tuma. And he now become tuma. Even though it's a rabban and tuma, but it's an issa. It's an issa to become tame. The amis nifsa gufa. So basically, you don't hold become tame eating a sushi. What's the problem? You're allowed to eat it because it's a shlishi. You're allowed to eat that. But if you hold you become a shlishi, you're not allowed to eat it because you're becoming tame. You're feeding him something that makes him possible, makes him tame, and you're not allowed to do that. Amalei, emphit the Gemara Amalei, hanach lezira dema, the leka kazayis pekadei achilas pras. The nezira dema has in it spices that cannot be eaten pekadei achilas pras. That means you can't have a sheer kazayis of chuman here in the time it eats, the time it takes to eat achilas pras, which is 4 bayim. Let's say it takes to eat 4 bayim 9 minutes. That's the most chul de gashita, or something that's mochamer. So you're not going to hit a kazayis of tavon of spices in 9 minutes. If you eat 4 bayim, you won't reach this amount. Therefore, since it's not so much chuma in here, so it's bottle. So it's bottle, and therefore you don't become tame. It won't be called chul and chenas v'ataras hakodesh, and therefore it won't be a shlishi. And you won't become tamei from eating it. That's the reason why nezira dema doesn't have a din of a sushi. That's the Gemara's answer. I'll read the Rashi. Rashi says hanach nezira dema the lekazayis of this pras hilchach lav chul tnas taras truma hu. Then my karis lebe betaras truma. Why are you calling it taras truma? It's from the tavlin. The psichabei hanach lesbe kazayis truma with this pras. The mikvah hilchach loy bayil mechlenu betaras truma. You don't have to eat it but taras truma. I can ask me what do you mean? Why I'm not eating chatzis here? He's saying like this: you don't have to worry about the making sure the chulin is tar because you don't have to worry about eating b'charis truma. What do you mean? You're not allowed to eat chatzis here. So on that, the Acharon asked that kasha, and they say it must be holds that it's bottle. In such a case, since it's not kedeches prat, so it's bottle in this food to get the tumah of shlishi, whatever that is already, it's not enough of a din truma to get a tumah of shlishi, and therefore. It's not called a shlishi at all. It's not called chulin shenas taras truma at all, and therefore there's no problem to eat it. So again, the Gemara Kasha on Ula. Ula said the shlishi becomes shlishi. He said here it's not a regular shlishi. It's not chulin shenas taras truma because there's only a very little truma mixed into it. If you don't have the makban on the chulin that's mixed in, and therefore it never becomes a shlishi. And therefore, when you eat it, you don't become a shlishi. That is the pshat in the Gemara over here to answer the Kasha on Ula. And Mi'at Shem, tomorrow we'll start with the new Gemara on top of Daf Lamed Hayam and Aleph.